You're listening to a program of three string quartets on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The next composer, new to Into the Light, is from Azerbaijan, Frangis Alizadeh, Ali-Zadeh, was born in Baku in 1947. She studied with Kara Karayev at the Baku Conservatory during a time when most composers in the Soviet Union were confined to using folk melodies and conventional Western harmonies in their work. But living in Azerbaijan on the frontier of the Soviet Union and far from rigidly policed Moscow and Leningrad, Karayev and his students had greater freedom to explore new music being composed in Europe and America, bourgeois decadent music frowned upon by the Soviet authorities. For Alizadeh, the experience of this new music was revelatory. As a pianist, she established herself as a formidable performer of the Second Viennese School of Messiaen, Crumb, and Cage, and she was one of the first to bring their music to audiences in the Soviet Union. She began composing with 12-tone techniques in the 70s. But Alizadeh's first experience of music was of her father's tar, a brilliant lute-like instrument. She wanted to find a musical language that would use the sounds and methods of new music to reproduce and reconceive the animating feelings of the native Mugam music and poetry of Azerbaijan, which usually centers on themes of desire and separation and gives voice to unfettered expression of longing, passion, and resignation. She transformed the essentially monophonic Mugam into the polyphonic web of a string quartet. Nestled between the Caucasus Mountains and the Caspian Sea, between the Russian Empire to the north and Iran to the south, Azerbaijan's cultural heritage was made rich from the cross-fertilizations of these great civilizations. The Russian conquest of the early 19th century, an occupation lasting nearly two centuries, brought successive waves of European art and ideas to the doorstep of the Islamic world. You can hear these influences in the music of Alizadeh. The cellist and conductor Mstislav Rostropovich was also from Azerbaijan, by the way. We're going to hear Alizadeh's second string quartet entitled Oasis, composed in 1998 for the Kronos Quartet. It opens very quietly with the sound of water dripping, and that sound magically transforms into the pizzicato of the players. The composer says, "An oasis is a quiet place of refuge which everyone dreams about when weary from life's tumults. It is a land of repose, beauty, and prosperity. Travelers dream about an oasis, exhausted from the intense heat in the endless desert." The parched pizzicati and the whistling harmonies that open the work conjure up this emotional desolation. Very gradually, the music builds, taking on an increasingly earthly cast. At around 9 minutes into the piece, you may think you are hearing things. The inarticulate murmur of men's voices complement anguished cries in the violins and cello. From this pit of despondence, a miracle occurs. Shimmering chords glisten with the promise of luxurious repose. But this vision proves to be illusory. The chords dissolve into a hollow fifth, and the bone-dry pizzicati continue their futile tapping.